Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Welcome,
I fucking did.
Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast. Episode 251. That was weird.
That was tight.
Yeah. It was both. Why not both?
This is Jorge.
If we don't start an episode with semen, then like, what's the point? Hey, Sam. This is Matt.
Hey.
How you been?
This is Rhett. I knew where that was coming. This is Rhett.
How you been? How you been?
Three syllables.
But like, are we good?
Yeah, are we good?
Oh, there's always three syllables.
Are we good?
I can't express myself monosyllabically enough for you to understand them. That's from
Mallrats. What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going all right.
Yeah, it's going okay.
It has been a week since we recorded.
It feels like a lot longer.
It's been about 10 minutes since we recorded.
That's true. And you would know that if you join Patreon.
That's true.
Matt Smith, what's up with the Patreon, dude?
You know, patreon.com/whogoesthereirpodcast is full of people with great taste and
that is true.
You know, really generous spirits. They go and they contribute a little bit of money or a lot of bit of money to help us continue doing this show. And in return, they get bonus content, exclusive episodes, like the episode we just recorded on the Boxer's Omen, which...
More like the Boxer's... Oh, man!
Am I right?
Bonus.
Yeah, you are. Anyways, go to patreon.com/whogoesthereirpodcast and you can get some hella tight shit in return.
New homie!
Hella new homie.
Jonathan Barefoot.
Hella top
what a
level
fucking
homie.
Quick-ass name.
Yeah. Welcome to the fold.
Bienvenidos, homie. Barefoot.
Hola barefoot.
You know, and sometimes people like our show so much, but for whatever reason they don't want to go to patreon.com/podcast.
But
they send us things in the mail.
And we love that.
Like our friend Retta over at Fifth Estate Tattoos in Arizona. It's like Rhett.
I like that name.
But with an A.
Which, by the way, home to some fantastic artists in that fucking joint.
Yes. Well, naturally, with a name like that.
I don't remember what town it is in Arizona, but it's somewhere in
Arizona. I believe it's Pahonix.
Okay, there you go. Pahomie.
Pahonix.
She's a Pahomie.
So
she wrote us a little note.
Within here.
Oh, shit.
First, there is a Valentine's Day card for each of us.
Wow.
There's Rhett's.
Thanks. Thank you.
There's George.
Retta. Oh, it's the floaty baby.
And I got Jason.
Okay.
I got Michael Myers.
It's accurate.
She also gave us some nice American currency.
Some dollary dues.
What the?
Tobias. And there's a little note.
What's
she got
the
very
note?
Nice handwriting, but it's very cursive.
It looks like a tattoo shop handwriting. Yeah. From backwards.
Dudes. Thank you for constantly keeping me entertained and for making people in close proximity to me think I am a crazy person because my headphones are in and they don't know I'm probably laughing at you assholes. Hearts like, or hearts Retta like Greta, but no G. Buy beers or sober drinks on me. Happy Valentine's
Day. So we're having beers.
Beers or sober drinks on me.
I feel like
what a nice
I feel
thing.
Like we're buying burritos.
She's all inclusive.
Yeah.
So that's great. Thank you, Retta. And thank
Retta,
you,
we love you.
With the state tattoos. And fuck, I wish I could remember the name. She found out about our show from her friend who's in a metal band. I want to say it's called Tombs.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was listening to them. They're very black metal-y. It's very right up my alley.
A lot of Meadly Me's.
No, it's not even Meadly's.
Oh, it's not Meadly's.
A lot of blasting.
Yeah, a lot
of blasting. It is indeed Tombs.
Tombs, yeah. Check out Tombs on Spotify.
That sounds pretty legit.
And then also the our buddy who listens to the show, he has his own show called the Everything Went Black podcast. That's not competition, so we can shout it out.
Yeah. That's right. Fucking more black metal. I got my coronavirus talk. I'm sorry. Every now and again, I get a little in my chest.
It's the black coronavirus. It's the black pop. Lung pop.
Goodness. All right.
Cool, dudes.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
So how are you, Matthew?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Been rock climbing. Been good. Been working out a little bit again.
You're working your way back into the working out.
Yep. It's been a rough couple months.
Yeah.
But
you hurt your back? You hurt your shoulder?
I got sick. I hurt my back. I just got really tired and lazy. The holidays came around.
Which holidays?
I mean, like Christmas. And,
oh, you know. Shit, dog. That was three months ago.
It's been a rough couple months.
It'll get you.
Summer.
You know, midsummer.
The big warm blanket of depression kind of floated over me for a little while.
With a little sprinkle of anxiety.
Yep. So that's good. But luckily I had, this shining beacon of physical fitness constantly sending me photos to, encourage me to go back.
Yeah, dude, I'm like you guys. It's a mutual admiration society. It's like a circle jerk.
Yeah,
it's a thing. Mm. And that guy, Mitch. Mitch is a good.
Oh
guy.
Yeah, we have a separate who goes there.
Who lifts their gym selfies?
Oh yeah,
my God in heaven.
It's us and Mitch.
Well,
it's a separate thread. It's good a for, secret thread.
Good for you guys. I'm stoked for you.
Yeah.
Guys.
See, so then I get to see Rhett's pictures.
He's a super supportive guy.
In text, in Instagram, and then when he posts it in Slack.
Yeah.
I put it in Slack so you can see it.
Which I really don't.
Oh, but in case you're on the shitter and you want to see me
accidentally open the.
It's like, oh, there's Rhett at the jogging trail giving me kissy faces again. He goes,
I'm below 3 minutes a mile now.
You're like, God damn, he looks extra horny today.
But but cool, man. That's good. Yep. You're getting back into your shit.
Yep, yeah. And I watched a few movies. I watched The Skeleton Key for the first time. Mm. That's Kate Hudson movie.
Kate Hudson and what's his name? Pacey Adams?
Somebody.
Patch Adams.
It's all right.
It's pretty good.
Like, there's a... I was poking a lot of holes in that movie when we were watching it, but that was
and
really
then also,
fun.
Like...
Yeah. No, because I was watching it, with your friend...
Poking holes while poking
with your friend
holes.
Brian.
The Brian Asman.
Yeah. So I was watching that. I also watched...
Oh, good.
I also watched Hatchet and Hell Baby.
For what?
A whole New Orleans thing because we had,
Nolens.
Oh, you were doing the thing with the thing, the king cake?
The king cake. That king cake was fucking bomb, dude. Hella bomb. It's like 3,000 calories in the whole cake. I'm like, that's cool. Looks like I'm going to eat about 2,500 calories of this bitch. So I watched those. I watched Taxi Driver.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Damn. Would you watch?
You've seen Taxi Driver before, yeah?
Yeah, I liked it a lot less this time.
What?
Slower for you?
No, it was like after watching Joker, it's like, dude, their structure or narrative structure is almost identical.
Estás pero cabrón.
that's a criticism of Joker.
Did you watch that with Alia?
No, I had to watch that for my cinema class.
Oh.
Did you ever see King of Comedy with De Niro?
No.
I saw
the Kings of Comedy with Cedric the Entertainer.
Not that one.
That one was good.
Did you see that blue collar comedy tour?
I did.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Ron White's the only fucking.
He was.
You can only tolerate him.
God, Larry the Cable Guy was.
Even
like
Ron White.
Boil
I'm,
on
no,
this
even
ass
so am I. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, but he was by far the standout.
Seen anything like that's real significant for you?
Nope.
Okay.
Boxer's Omen.
So I have had a hell of a couple of weeks. Started the new job.
Yep.
So far, fucking fantastic. If you notice, the Patterson van is outside my house.
Oh, I didn't notice. I noticed somebody was in my parking spot.
Yeah.
Let's go Patterson. Let's go.
Patterson Dental, dude. Patterson Dental, San Diego.
Regroup. Get your head in the game, Patterson.
They asked, dude.
You just told these fucking psychos where you
work. I don't
give
a fuck. They asked me, they're like, what's something unique?
James Patterson Dental.
They go, what's something unique about yourself? And I go, well,
I'm a co-host of a semi-successful horror podcast that's based in San Diego, and they're like, oh, that's very interesting. Next.
Yeah, dude, don't you hate it when people ask, because I'm like, fuck, that's the only thing that's interesting about me. Like, I had to do that for my class, and
not my kids, like, not my wife. It's a stupid-ass podcast that's interesting about me. But no, man, the hours are fucked right now because I have to get up at 5 to be in Sereno Valley at like 6:15.
It's rough.
It's a bit of a haul, but... Starting tomorrow and hopefully the next couple weeks, I'll be southbound so that I can leave work at 3:30 and clock out.
Southtown with
people. Clock out at 4 when I get home. That's the. Mwah, 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 mwah.
They shot stuff. That shit on the pier and IV, dude.
That's the shit, dude. So when I can finally just like clock out when I get home, oh.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
Then you could be like, boom, here comes the boys from the...
Jesus Christ. So yeah, we watched Boxer's Omen.
Yep.
And then I started watching, it was just released on Friday of last week, this show on Amazon called Hunters. I don't know if you guys have heard anything about this.
I have not heard about this.
So it is about, it's based in the late 70s, early 80s, post-World War II. It's really it, obviously, post World War II,
like post rock,
like, but
if it's in the 80s,
it deals with the Nazi occupation in America post World War II, where a lot of
The Nazis win.
No. So this happened where
a lot of the Nazis were integrated into American culture,
right? So they would find ways to
via MK Ultra and shit too, yeah.
Via any number of things, yeah. And so what Hunters is it's basically a Nazi hunting coalition. That is not necessarily all Jewish people, but there are some Jewish people in it. Al Pacino is fucking, like, I haven't seen him be good in a while.
He was fucking good in The Irishman.
Yeah, but like, you know.
You want to see him be balls
good. Yeah. He's very good in this show. And I'm like 3 episodes in, and the episodes are like an hour and a half long. They're fucking long.
They got that whole like European thing going on.
But no, it's fully American culture, dude. It's you're dealing with like
the full D.
The full D of American culture. It's super good. The full good.
D of the US of A.
Circumcised though, of course.
And it's super it's incredibly filthy violent bastards. And incredibly like there are scenes of like Nazi torture that are they're harrowing, and you're like, ooh, I don't want to watch this anymore. But then the next scene, a Nazi gets killed, so it's totally cool.
Mm. So it balances one hand.
So then you become the Nazi because you're enjoying watching people suffer.
Yeah, it's a commentary on what pig you are.
Pig.
Sickness. Are you done with it? So yeah. Anywho, Hunters, highly recommended. It's very good. The whole season was released bingeable. But I don't know how bingeable this series is because it's like it's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy. Like there's one part of the episode that deals with one of the main characters gets tinnitus, and to me like that
you're like triggered.
I'm so triggered, and it's like 20 minutes where it's just like the whole time, and I go, oh my god, make it stop.
Is it like a flashbang or something?
No, it's more a psychological tinnitus. You would
like this.
Yeah, it's
no,
that's okay. It
he just yeah. cracked his
that's
dick.
It The Outsider has continued to be good, but it's falling off just a hair.
He's okay. Doing the Italian thing
it's just falling off just a little bit. They've been fucking with the story just a little bit. And it's still good. Just not as good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good still.
Pretty less good.
We'll see what last night's episode or Sunday night's episode, how that did things, and we'll see where I feel next week. But otherwise, Hunters, watch it.
Cool.
I actually watched quite a few things.
Ugh.
I'll get this non sequitur stuff out of the way. Well, Mystic River, have you guys ever seen this
movie? That's a great film. Sean Penn, hummy.
Fucking great, great, great. You've never seen that, man?
No.
He wouldn't like it.
I haven't watched
Guaranteed.
It.
Guaranteed.
I don't. You know what? You might like it now.
He won't like it. No, dude.
But, Hi, Sophia. She hadn't seen it, so, you know. But nonetheless, I was all over this movie.
Hi, Sophia.
When I was drinking and blacking out when it came out in the early 00s, and I hadn't watched it in a good maybe 3 or 4 years. But yeah, it's holding up well. But I watched Short Circuit. Fucking love this movie. I mean, fucking Johnny Five.
Why don't you just watch the second one? It's so much better.
I need to buy the second one, honestly.
Dude, it's a bias.
It's probably so much cheaper than the first one.
Los Locos Kick. I found the first one. Los Locos Kick Your Ass. On DVD.
Did you actually find Prayer of the Roller Boys?
No.
What was that? You
That's because
just...
I was looking around. Actually, I went and hung out with my old guitarist and old great old friend Carlos. You know Carlos.
I saw Carlos the other day.
Yeah, he said that
we were getting burgers and he was like, "Hey man," I'm like, "Holy shit, it's Carlos!"
Yeah, he's doing really well. He owns a house now.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's doing a
like
lot of
fatter, but
no, dude.
No, he does strength training.
He does powerlifting.
He's powerlifting. He wants me to come over and do fucking deadlifts. Everyone wants me to fucking do deadlifts.
Did you tell him that your low back is weak?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Red's like, I gotta start at like 90 pounds, bro.
It's like, I gotta like get good at it by myself so that I can come show you up because I don't want to do any of this in front of you.
It's embarrassing otherwise.
No, but what the
we were crushing.
What were we talking about?
The Roller Boys.
Oh, so he was telling me that he was recommending that movie to me.
Dude, I've told you about that movie.
You're right,
that
I know.
Movie's fucking bananas. Oh, speaking of which, I own that movie.
So we should do that movie.
Speaking of which, Carlos, unrelated to Carlos, we were at the Balboa down in Chula Vista.
Mm.
We gotta get some burgers down in the fucking.
I've been there twice.
So good.
And even if you're not a meat person, we all are, but if you're not, they have a veggie patty that's fucking great too.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We should go.
Is that who you called when you sent us that voice recording of your phone?
Okay.
Remember when he sent us that audio clip and it was him calling a restaurant asking if they had like a veggie patty?
Yep. That was the Balboa.
Dude, that was
recording my shit still.
Dude, that was so autistic, I couldn't even handle it.
Because I mean, we normally get those clips from him that are like 5 seconds, and it's like, okay, here's Rhett screaming something while he's driving. You are a dangerous driver, by the way.
No,
you
no,
record no. way too much video while you're driving.
not only that, but that conversation was hilarious because he was like, oh, okay. So do you have a veggie option? Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll see you there.
She's like, we'll see you there. We also have vegan cheese if that's the thing for you. He's like, you have what?
What time do you open? What time do you open? 4 p.m.? Okay, we'll see you there. As if the fucking people are being like, yo, it's Rhett.
Well, because, you know, they said, we'll see you here, okay?
Didn't you ask about reservations, too?
Well, this thing is very highly regarded in this motherfucker.
Well, it's open now 7 days a week.
Oh, see, it was only open Thursday through Sunday at the time.
We should go get burger.
It's a great fucking burger.
It's so good.
It's the best one I know of right now, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I can kind of say that with some... Is a surety a word?
I don't think so.
A surety, yes, assurance? A word. Yeah.
It's a stupid fucking word.
A surety is a word.
I can say that and feel
word.
Pretty good about it. How about that?
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Okay, ¿qué más?
Short Circuit, blah, 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 blah. And then Wally, have you seen Wally?
Multiple of times.
She hadn't seen Wally.
What?
So I was like, if you haven't, now you've seen Johnny Five, now we need to see fucking Wally, who, you know, and so we watched Wally and she cried like a baby. And so this movie, Wally is devastating. It really is. I have to say.
Yeah, it is gut wrenching.
It's one that and up and fucking.
A surety is not a word.
And then.
You spelled it wrong.
Surety is a word.
With
but
surety.
But it's a person who takes responsibility for another person's performance of an undertaking. For example, appearing in court or the payment of a debt.
So I can feel pretty good about saying it's
you say
currently
assurance.
The best burger I can imagine.
You've there spelled you a surety wrong because it's definitely security against loss of damage and or the fulfillment of
fuck
obligation.
All this. Get the
payment
patty.
Of a debt, pledge, a guarantee, a bond, a person who has made him or himself responsible for another as a sponsor, godparent, or bondsman. In your face, stupid.
Okay.
How'd
okay.
you spell it?
Blade Runner 2049.
Oh.
Now, when you watch Blade Runner 2049 immediately after Wall-E, a strange thing you notice.
Some synchronicity.
It's the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck am I watching?
Is it?
Yeah, dude, there's so many things that lined up. I was like, Jesus Christ, are these woke as fuck?
Just
like,
play them at the same time with Dark Side of the Moon.
Are they trying?
And you'll... And,
yeah.
Dude, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire and Thrice's Visu.
Actually...
Nice write up.
while doing acid, me and a couple buddies did Predator with White Pony. And wouldn't you know, it was wonderful because we love both of those.
And you were high as shit.
He's like, it didn't sync up at all, but it was wonderful.
Everything syncs up if you're wanting it too. Like, oh, look how that leaf moved.
He's like, we like White Pony and we like the Predator. It's got to go well.
No, and then what else? I took your advice because I loved Uncut Gems. I liked the Safdies. Fire. The greatest part that never happened.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Oh, the Fyre Fest?
That fucking thing. I fucking had such anxiety. Like, no. Stop. Stop. Fucking stop.
How excited did you get when the guy was like, he asked me to suck his dick?
I fucking love to turn on the water.
And you're like, doo-doo-doo.
And then, I thought he was going to act all pissed off. And he's like, and then I was driving over there, take one for the team. I'm like, doo-doo-doo. Yeah, dude.
He was excited to do it.
He was going
to
take a shot in the mouth to turn the fucking water on. Well, dude, that guy was ride or die.
And then today at work, since I had a little window, I started the other one on Hulu and watched most of that.
That one's good, too. Yeah. I like that one more.
See, I like the Netflix one more, but the other one focused more on, like, the social media
aspect. You know what's fucked up about the Netflix one? Is the social media company Fuck Jerry. I don't know if you're familiar.
I saw that. They talk more about Fuck Jerry on the Hulu one.
Right, because Fuck Jerry produced the Netflix one.
Ah.
So.
See, I saw a little, there's some differences in perspective.
So, Fuck Jerry produced the Netflix one, so they basically kept themselves clean. Out of the Netflix one?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's becoming even more meta now because they're all doing it. They're all saving face.
And even worse.
They're all acting like a narrative.
Have you seen this shit that Fuck Jerry and Warren Buffett? Who's the Democratic candidate right now?
Oh.
The rich one.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Bloomberg. Bloomberg has paid an infinite amount of money to Fuck Jerry. To create memes for his campaign. It's
getting real now.
It's like a boring dystopia. Like, you wouldn't believe it, man. It's fucked. And I want off this ride.
You know what? It's about time to detach from stuff, huh? That's what I've been doing, motherfucker.
That's what I've been trying to tell you guys, dude. Don't watch trailers, and I quit this podcast, dude.
I don't watch trailers, dude. It's so nice.
Okay. Have you guys heard of the movie Sweetheart?
Yeah, it was at Telluride, 2019.
Oh, you watch it?
I did not.
Okay.
Mitch watched it. He said it was okay.
It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
He gave that a shot. And here's the thing. The director, he's up and coming. He did something else smaller before this. Now he's got the keys to fucking Star Wars for some reason. Anyway, it's not particularly original. It manages to be old-fashioned, but also kind of it has its progressive flourishes at the same time. A lady stranded on an island and it's a survival thing, but there's a fucking monster. You'll be on board with this, George. And I think you both would. The monster is pretty fucking, it's a pretty cool monster.
Okay.
Pretty cool monster. It's minimalist fucking thing. It's really stripped down and basic, but some of it's pretty fucking effective. Like it really is. It's a good way to spend about an hour and a half. Some of it starts like you're like, okay, I don't really.
How long is the movie? It's about an hour and a half.
The lead is, she's appealing. She does a good serviceable job. They do a good job of making her attractive, but not like, it's not like objectifying her. Like, well, I don't need to see her naked or anything. Although, you know, I know that would be nice, but there's nothing like that. No, but the fucking, the monster in this though is pretty well designed. It's kind of, I haven't seen something like that in a while, but.
Neat.
Yeah. See, I'd recommend it if you have Netflix because, well, you don't got to fucking pay to see it. You know?
So the director's name is J.D. Dillard. He did a few shorts. He did a couple episodes of Two Sentence Horror Stories. He did an episode of The Outsider, an episode of a show called Utopia. And he wrote Sweetheart as well. And he's writing a new Star Wars story.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Did you say he did an episode of The Outsider?
The Outsider, yeah. Called Foxhead.
That's the show that Jorge was talking about that he's watching.
Is that The Outsider or is that Outsider?
I think it's The Outsider.
I don't know. We would have to ask George, but oh yeah, it is The Outsider. It's an HBO show.
Well, when that motherfucker gets back.
Huh, he just had to leave.
He just had to fucking leave this bitch.
Take a squeege.
What else did I watch? Of course we watched The Boxer's Omen, as you mentioned, so Patreon.
That's a good episode, too.
That's a good episode. Hey, this J.G. Dillard guy who did Sweetheart,
he directed an episode of
The Outsider.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker is in the game.
Hopefully it's not one of the worst ones.
He's like Ja Rule of...
It was the one that just aired this past weekend.
Okay. Okay.
On
okay.
Sunday.
Yeah, well, so the story really diverges at that point.
It's got an 8.5 on IMDb.
It's still good. It's still good.
I watched The Room a couple times.
Fuck off.
All right.
Last one I watched, and I'm not going to say anything about it in case we cover it, which I really think we should for several reasons.
The Lodge.
He's getting very aggressive.
The Lodge.
Okay.
I'm not going to say
anything other than I watched it.
Well, if we're going to talk about it, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, cool. Then, okay. Do we got any news?
Well, we won't be talking about it next week because next week we're doing what's being called the horror equivalent of The Room, Glenn Danzig's Veronica.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. I am excited now.
And it's got Diane Foster in it. For whatever that's worth.
For whatever. I gotta say, concurrently, I'm excited to talk about Lodge of the... And Invisible Man has been getting very good fucking...
Seen that.
Reactions so far.
Seen that.
I was hopeful about it because I enjoyed Upgrade quite a bit, the same director. So, you know.
Let's see. So, there is some news. There's a couple
there's
new...
There's some nudes?
Yep.
Yeah, there's always news.
There's always news.
From you?
Rule 34, dude.
Got that Who Goes There fucking fanfic.
So, hey, you look hard enough, you'll find the pictures.
Who Goes There fanfiction?
Well, Alia was writing something, and then it just got...
I thought Jacob was writing something.
No, Alia was, dude.
Alia was supposed to. It was going to be like...
What
was it? It was like, Chris is the pretty one, so me and George wanted to like both fuck Chris or something like that. We were getting jealous or something like that. Or I'm the pretty one.
We were gonna fuck each other no matter what.
Somebody was gonna fuck somebody.
You know what? That's inappropriate, dude.
There's a Hocus Pocus board game coming out. Hocus, I know people love
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, as Sham calls it. Hocus Pocus the game. Hmm. And you compete against the sisters, the Sanderson sisters.
I'm uninterested.
So I mean that's a nice little cash grab expansion to go with the sequel.
I fucking hate that movie.
You know.
I think it's horrible that people have turned it into some classic just because there's a shortage of good Halloween movies.
Is there, though?
And that horse face motherfucker is in the movie.
Who, Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, well, I wouldn't refer to her as a horse face.
She's got a hell of
I know.
I was going to say, she's the one.
How did you know?
She's the horsiest.
There's
of
two
horse
movies where she doesn't appear to be as horsey. And that's Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
And Flight of the Navigator.
Whoa, you went way back. You know what? And what is it? Not leaving Las Vegas. The other one, Honeymoon in Vegas with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
She was sexy in that.
Yeah.
It's just when someone pointed out she had a horse face, it was dumb forever for me. I'm like, God damn it. Matthew Broderick's all pissed. Talking about my wife. It's a horse face. I used to be Ferris Bueller. Now I'm married to horse face.
He's still Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
He still is. He hasn't aged much.
That's true.
Lucio Fulci's Zombie is getting a 4K Ultra HD restoration.
Good God. Who cares anymore?
I care. It looks cool as fuck. It looks really
good. It's
going
to look like shit, just like it did back then.
No, dude,
it looks like 4K. No, it doesn't.
They've released stills of it, and it looks much better than the original version. It does. It's from the original scans. It's good stuff.
Who cares?
Speaking of from the original scans, Bones is getting a release.
You mean the Snoop Dogg movie?
Fuck yeah. It's got four new interviews coming out from Scream Factory. Scream Factory always puts out
what
good
could
stuff.
They possibly? Who could they talk to?
Then? So let me tell you. So it's got an interview with the director, an interview with the co-screenwriter,
okay.
An interview with the director of photography,
so nobody we care
an
about.
Interview with a makeup artist, and then it's got other stuff. It's got
just the same commentary as Soul Plane and
audio commentary with Snoop Dogg. So like that's cool. Yeah, the music video for Dog Named Snoop.
Mm. Well, there you definitely go. Gotta get that then.
I watched that movie about a year ago and it's still pretty tight. It's fucking hilarious.
Pretty good.
And it's very dated.
Oh Lord.
The original Predator screenplay is getting turned into a comic series by Dark Horse.
Good.
Figured you would like that.
Let's just beat that fucking shit to death.
Well, dude, Dark Horse is always done right by the
Wasn't
these
it already a comic from the original screenplay?
No, well they did a follow up. They did sequels with Dutch. Which is what should have happened. But, you know, that's okay.
If I did kill a predator.
Let's see. So there's that. Nickelodeon renewed Are You Afraid of the Dark for a second, season.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it.
I didn't either. I didn't know they actually released it.
But that's I want to check it out. Check it out.
We probably reported on it and just never watched it.
We all pretended we watched it. We're like, oh, yeah, it's super good.
That's you. You're just, he just confessed.
He just confessed.
To what?
That you watch shit and you don't watch
what
shit.
What do I watch?
You watch shit and you don't watch
what
shit.
What do I say that I don't watch?
Next opinion he gives, he didn't watch it.
I'm the guy who says, I ain't watch shit.
I'm playing. I'm doing a thing.
Yeah. I watch things without subtitles. That's what I do.
Hell yeah. Doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
There was a bunch
Can't say I didn't watch that shit.
There was a bunch of screenshots from the new Resident Evil 3 remake, and it looks as good as Resident Evil 2 remake.
Fucking...
There you go.
Don't care.
And there's a demo coming out
great.
Soon.
Great. It's another remastered fucking Resident Evil reboot. Just give me PT, please.
No, just give me Silent Hill 2 redone.
Give me DD.
Give me the first three Silent Hill games redone.
Y'all complain about remasters and remakes, but when they fucking remaster your fucking video game, you're like, oh yeah, okay. Let me jizz on this shit.
So hold on. Well, I don't complain about remasters. I was just excited for the zombie remaster. Now, remakes, yes. Like, if you're remaking something that's already good, then fuck that. But if you're going to take a game that
I love, original ideas, Hollywood?
Like Silent Hill 2, and make it look good and make the controllers not like, you know, trying to control a fucking walking bag of dicks, then I'm all for it.
You have nothing but control with a bag
you
of dicks.
You are a walking bag of dicks. So like it should be equal for you.
My bags, I have two bags full of little dicks. They're swimming around.
Little Smokies.
That's a callback from our text thread a week ago. That's pretty good.
What was even the thread?
It was about that rapper fucking Pop rapper. Smoke getting shot.
I'm all rip little Smokey. and you said a pretty decent one too. Then you sent that picture. It's like pretty decent indeed. These little Smokies are good.
They are good, especially wrapped in croissant.
Yeah, with a little bit of mustard.
Hey, a little pig in a blanket.
A pig in a blanket.
Yeah. Papatillo and mustard.
Mm. Yeah, a couple potatoes. You got yourself a stew. A
couple potatoes. What?
Wow.
Throwing a couple artichokes. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have
some
those
asparagus
artichokes separately. Fuck with that. The mayo. That's what's up.
What are you eating?
I want some fucking pizza rolls.
Yeah. Oh,
I want some Totinos, motherfucker. This guy's trying to throw asparagus on
some arugula.
You ever had Swiss chard on your Totino?
Oh, shit.
You need to get sponsored by Totino.
Remember when we were sponsored by fucking Pizza Porn for a minute?
Yeah, that was tight. We got free beer.
Those
were
the good old days, man.
That was sweet. Getting free six shit. The last news that I'm actually excited about now that I've finished BoJack Horseman, WWE Studios is making a new movie called Rumble. It's an animated movie about a monster training to become a wrestler, and it's starring Will Arnett as the titular monster.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's not titular because the movie's called Rumble. But like, it's an animated movie starring Will Arnett about a monster.
So he's
going to
be doing Batman voice again.
Maybe, but he's a monster that's going to be a wrestler.
Okay.
It's like that movie we watched, Monster Brawl.
Actually, I thought for a split second when we were watching The Boxer's Omen, when Homeboy had that face paint, I was like, this is going to turn into a fucking wrestling movie.
Yeah. I kind of wish it would have. He did have a whole Ultimate Warrior thing going on, like he did a bunch of coke, and
you wish you would.
All right, well, we're going to be...
Wait. There's more.
But wait.
No, this is good stuff.
It better be.
It is. The trailer that came out a couple weeks ago, I didn't talk about it last show, The Green Knight, which is the new A24 one, the guy who did fucking A Ghost Story.
Oh, the new Martin Lawrence movie.
Not that motherfucker.
That's Black Knight.
No, that's Black Knight.
No, The Green Knight. You watched the trailer.
I did.
Shit looks fucking pretty good.
It does.
So hopefully it's one that it's an A24 film that... Well, you liked fucking Lighthouse.
Yeah. I didn't say all A24 movies are bad.
Okay.
I said they're very pretty and they don't care if they're bad.
Are you double speaking right now?
Nope.
Okay.
As a matter of fact,
The Witcher season 2. Release date revealed as filming begins. So filming has begun on Witcher season 2. So unsurprisingly, they're fucking, they're pumping that second season out.
They're diving in balls deep on that.
Okay.
I don't know how they're going to like monetize it like merchandise wise, but they'll find a way.
They have managed to not be complete whores with merchandising with that Witcher series, which I appreciate.
I wonder if they don't have the rights to do it. You know, like they have the rights to make the show, but they don't have the rights to merchandise.
You think CD Projekt Red would be like, nah.
Maybe.
Think.
They're Swedes, so maybe they're like, we don't believe in merchandise.
You know how people get like a mold of their boyfriend's junk? Can we get a mold of Henry Cavill's junk?
It's too big.
The Witcher's junk. That would be what it's called.
Have you guys done that?
No, my brother tried to one time, but he had whiskey dick, so it just like shriveled up like while he had it in the mold.
So it was like a little walnut.
It was nothing because like it was hard. it was hard when he put it in, but then it shriveled up, so like none of the stuff like solidified.
Yeah,
it
just, you'd have to take like a Viagra for that shit, right?
I mean,
or meth.
It just comes with a little pack of meth.
Not have problems with your ding ding.
Do you think you could seriously keep a? Because that takes like
it's like five. It's to seven alginate. Minutes.
It's like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Without. Yeah.
What do you?
No. Because I mean, like
we're both looking.
It's cold.
I mean, it's
alginate
still,
is cold.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know the logistics involved here. You know.
Yeah. Put on a fucking cock ring. Put on some porno. You're good to go.
Dip. I don't know about a cock ring.
You don't know what a cock ring does?
No, I've never fucked with that.
He doesn't need to.
Dog, next level.
He doesn't need to.
No, I should fuck with this.
His thing is
it gives you super angry boners.
Oh yeah,
angry as fuck. He's big and red and throbbing.
His boners are.
Have you seen right now?
Have you seen his face? Dude, that's his boner face.
His dick looks like one of those fucking bad dragon dildos. He's all veiny and
fucking
angry.
Dick looks like Klingon
and shit. You guys know who Mike Flanagan is?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. So he has wrapped production on The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is the follow up.
What?
Follow up to the massively successful Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, tight.
For Netflix. And he's coming on the heels of Dr. Sleep.
Which,
What do you mean?
It was serviceable.
It was good.
There's that word again.
It had, I think, one of the most, if not the most effective scenes, single scenes in a horror movie last year, but I didn't like that third act.
That third act was garbage.
We were pretty much in agreement about Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
It had some good stuff though, but either way, I really like Flanagan stuff mostly. But so that's coming up later this year, I believe.
Uh huh.
And there was one other thing that was pretty good. Oh no, this is just about director Jeff Wadlow on the challenges of making Fantasy Island for just $7.2 million. I read this whole fucking article because so this guy he has become. He's my target now. Like,
I guess that's my guy.
Yeah. So, you know, like I like mentioned, like you got Robert Eggers and you got like fucking Ari Aster and you got Jordan Peele. This is the anti those guys. This guy.
Oh, this is Adam Wingard.
This guy. Oh, no, not even. Dude, that guy is like a cosmic being compared to this piece of shit. So this guy having done fucking what did he do? Truth or Dare and Fantasy Island. He's just.
Oh, he's made two of your favorite movies. Oh,
this motherfucker needs to go, dude. So,
or anyway, keep going.
So I'm just going to continue searching about Jeff Wadlow.
If him and the Saska twins ever like touched in real life, they would just explode.
It's like dividing by zero. Create,
yeah. You know what the Hadron Collider they're trying to do with like space-time?
Try to keep the Flanagan, or not the Flanagan.
They're trying to make black matter like...
That's what it would do.
Black matter of awfulness?
Yeah. It would rip a hole in space-time if the Saska sisters got in touch with Wadlow.
Ooh. And then Uwe Boll produced?
Well, it's Uwe.
It's who gives a shit? You know, he's got...
It's who gives...
He's got a hilarious fucking Letterboxd
account. He does, dude.
His Letterboxd account, he talks shit on every movie and he's
this
like,
this is the worst movie I have ever seen.
This bitch wouldn't be in my movie. Piece of shit. Fuck this movie.
See, I love that eccentricity of people. I do. That sounds great.
His Letterboxd. Follow.
I have walked out on one movie in my entire fucking life. My entire life.
And it was House of the Dead by Uwe Boll.
Really?
Yeah.
I walked out on Panic Room.
I walked out on one.
You walked out on Panic Room?
Panic Room sucks.
No.
You're a you're fucking goofy.
I walked out on Cats like 2 months ago.
Is garbage.
You're goofy.
That's different.
That's David Fincher, you fuck.
What does that mean? What does that mean to me?
Don't. I don't even want to go there. It's his less. It's the less of all his
films. It's still good, though.
Besides Alien 3, arguably to me.
No, that movie is hot garbage.
But he likes you. You respect the Fincher, otherwise.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't respect Zodiac. He doesn't respect anything.
Have I seen Zodiac?
We should do Zodiac. Seven. Seven.
I have seen Seven. I do like Seven quite a bit.
How about Social Network?
We have seen Seven.
I have seen Social Network.
How about Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the American version?
Have seen.
Unfortunately, I have seen.
Nah. It's pretty good.
Dude,
Rooney Mara is doing a thing in that movie.
She's doing something.
The Game with Michael Douglas, hella tight. Not underrated as fuck.
The Game with Michael Douglas.
No.
That movie's good. You like that one?
It's fucking great.
That's a great movie.
I have not seen that.
It's his lesser known. Oh, Fight Club. He did a little movie called
Fantastic.
Oh, I have seen that movie.
Yeah. And he did.
That's the first time in your life you've ever questioned your sexuality when you're like Brad Pitt. I'd fuck the shit out of him, or vice versa.
I'd rather fuck Brad Pitt than Helena Bonham Carter. You know what I'm saying? So something's weird.
that's not
in that film. In that film,
it's just a joke.
In that,
that's
you know
not
what?
True.
You know what? It's still true.
I would pipe Helena Bonham Carter in that movie and in every movie.
She's weird looking.
I wouldn't do her in those.
She's got eyes like a fucking Cupid doll.
Yeah, but it's so hot. Hell hot.
He did Mindhunter, and he's one of the series creators of that. And he did Gone Girl. Did you see Gone Girl?
I did not.
That shit was tight.
So you've seen like one movie of Fincher.
I've seen like
five of them, four or five of them,
and you like them all.
Yeah, but then there was like four or five of them that I haven't seen that I didn't care about.
Zodiac would be. I'd like to see what you thought.
He wouldn't like it, dude.
So yeah, the question was, do you respect the Fincher? And it's like, sure, I guess.
He would not like Zodiac. Made. There's too much plotting and too much. Fucking
he like Seven and Fight Club breaking. Are that he's in the fucking he's in
don't
the
try
club.
To, don't try to figure me out. I'm
dog.
He's like
dog.
The wind. So, I'm like the wind.
Dog.
He's like
I
Stevie
figured
Nicks.
You out the moment we met.
He's
homie.
Like
you have
Stevie
no
Nicks.
Idea. You have no idea.
He's so unpredictable.
No, yeah, I do.
I sing like a goat. Yeah. That's what's up.
I sing like a goat.
Sing like a goat.
I fuck like a goat.
What? But do you quack? Do you quack like a duck when you fuck?
He's
do you quack like a duck when you fuck?
I started quacking over here and shit.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Do I what?
Know. All right, we're going to be
quack
right back.
Like a duck when you fuck?
We're going to let watch Rhett quack like
I
a duck.
I refuse to answer that.
We're going to be right back. What do we? I'll take 25. We'll be right back. I've been cutting back, but tonight's a two fucking drink night, dude.
It is, though.
We have a well. We don't have a whole another episode. We just got half of an ep.
Oh, dude, it's gonna take a couple hours.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It does.
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah, buddy.
Guess what, dude?
We just ruined Rhett. Is what? as much as I love talking about horror movies with you guys every week, I really love showing Rhett dumbass shit on the internet.
Like deep internet things.
Over a decade ago. Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed
And it's
out.
Mostly the gross shit.
Yeah. Cake farts.
Like, we just showed him cake farts. We just showed him, can you quack like a duck?
Quack like a duck? I had seen, and I really like it. That's fucking great. This cake farts thing, I am perplexed.
Cake farts is one of my favorite videos.
Like, I have
cake farts, I'm out.
I consider myself to be someone who's really sat like and considered nihilism, like if things are meaningless, and then I see cake farts and it's like, no, Rhett, this is nihilism. You don't know shit.
Let's get this done.
You thought it was some intellectual exercise. No, it's cake farts.
It's cake farts, man. What'd you think it was?
I got nothing with that, dude.
Yeah, well.
I thought that's like fucking absurdist art or something. What is that?
It's not even art, dude. It just is.
Yeah. And for fans of cake farts, we watched a little movie this week.
Uh-oh.
VFW, directed by Joe Bagos, written by Max Brailer and Matthew McArdle.
Matthew McConaughey.
Starring Stephen Lang, William Sadler, Fred Williamson, Martin Cove, David Patrick Kelly, George Wendt, Tom Williamson, Sierra McCormick, Travis Hammer, Dora Madison, Josh Ethier, of course, Graham Skipper, of course, Lene Wilson, of course, and a bunch of other fuckers. Matt Smith?
Yeah.
We already know what you thought of VFW.
We already know what you thought of VFW, but what'd you think of VFW, dude?
VFW is hella tight. I feel like, you know, they might have just like ran into George Went while he was on a layover and been like, hey, we got some beer. You want to be in our movie for 15 minutes? Because he just.
No, dude, he owes.
He showed up to collect a paycheck.
He must have. What's his name? The director of this.
Joe Bigos.
Joe Bigos must have like walked in on him fucking a school child because like this is two movies that he's been in now that
Who
I'm
was
like
the one he was in.
He was in fucking what's that
was
movie?
Was he in Bliss?
He was in Bliss.
George Went?
Yeah, yes.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in the he was playing cards with the other fucks.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, when they were at the table and Josh Ethier was there.
I'm a Joe Bagos historian.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
America.
I love this movie. Like, it's not perfect, but it's a really good seed movie. It's got a lot of like.
It's not perfect.
It's got a lot of grindhousey splatter effects in it. It's pretty damn fun.
It sounds like you should go again before me. You fucking don't like Joe Bagos.
Apparently I do not like Joe Bagos because motherfuck this movie.
What? Wow, I thought I was gonna get flack again. No, go on.
Go on.
I just don't like this shit, man. I don't like this goofy ass fucking visual aesthetic he's got going. I do not like do not like this fake 80s synth.
That score was fucking good.
Yeah, I actually loved that score.
When the 80s synth is done well, I'm in. But when it sounds like fake 80s synth, I'm...
The heavy parts were good too.
Hella fucking out.
It was all like, shuck-a-dun.
There's fucking parts where you're like inside of a building, but they're like throwing people off of a building, and none of it makes any fucking sense because none of it makes any fucking sense.
It hella made sense.
It's a goddamn Joe Bigos movie yet again.
They were like, hey, you guys are addicted to these drugs. This is these drugs. Do you want these drugs?
Hey.
Throws them off the roof.
Hey, have you ever put a building inside of a building? No? Yeah. Doug, that's what we're doing.
Exhibit does it all the time.
Yeah, and memes. Hey, a few years ago. But wow.
You're not
In the middle of this one, okay?
Are you?
Yeah, just kind of like, I'm surprised you disliked it that much. Yeah.
I don't have...
Look, okay, here's what I'll say. Okay, and I'm not usually like, I'm not the, I liked it, I didn't like it guy. I thought I enjoyed this for the most part. I thought the cast they assembled, usually supporting actors, like I fucking, seeing William Sadler, a.k.a. the Grim Reaper who gets Melvin'd by Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
A.k.a. the bad guy in Die Hard 2 who gets butt naked. Who throws fucking McClane off a plane and then gets his ass blown up. I thought he was good. I think the dude from Avatar, who is the fucking blind dude in the other horror movie. Stephen Lang, I thought he was perfect for his role.
He was in Avatar?
Yeah, that was his first breakout role.
Yeah.
No idea.
He was really petitioning to try to play Cable in the Deadpool sequel, too. But
he would have been a fantastic Cable. But
yeah, they were fine with what happened.
But Brolin,
they did fine. I would have been fine with the other one, too, though. I thought this was I thought he was very appealing in this movie. I think the characters, and it's great to see fucking Cobra Kai fucking guy.
Martin Cove, fresh off of a Geico commercial, was just like, let me stumble into this fucking set. Sure.
I love seeing his face being the fucking, the doubter in his fucking suit as a car salesman. I liked all that. Now, here's the other stuff. The movie is, I mean, God, it is really dumb. I mean, you know, But I mean, what I mean by that is when you get like droves, dozens of people just running without strategy up to the building. And here's the thing, like when you say it's a really good siege movie, I think there's things that are done. I don't mind the visual aesthetic.
I said that.
He said that.
But I don't see any major set pieces here. I see like waves of people, and then they get access to the head with some good gore effects.
Yep.
Some good grindhouse stuff. But I don't see like any set pieces. There's nothing that's like, there's no like scenario. The only one that felt like a significant actual like set piece to me was when the big dude came in. And Josh, it's like, yeah, now they got to deal with some like a real, like there's a real sequence here kind of. But, you know, they try to go through the back door. That's a very short sequence. It just kind of seems almost kind of like it runs out of ideas.
It's a mishmash of half ideas that unfortunately is kind of falls flat on basically everything it wants to do.
I wouldn't say everything. Like I said,
everything.
I thought that, again, those actors were appealing for what they're underwritten. But it's, dude, this isn't like some mid-character stuff.
But the thing too is this is very much like a callback to an era of film that you don't watch a lot of. This is like a lot of like 70s style like grindhouse stuff.
Sure.
With Carpenter's greatest hits kind of almost.
Sure.
It's like a Carpenter's greatest hits through a fucking
grindhouse. It's like Assault on Precinct 13.
But hold up a minute. If the movie's good, the movie's good. Right?
Right.
I mean, a movie. Okay, we just watched a movie called The Boxer's Omen, which for anybody out there, the movie had no business being as good as it is.
Right.
It has a potential to be a disaster, but somehow.
Well, it's distinctive, regardless if it's good or bad. That's the thing about that movie.
And this movie has no. I think that the thing is that it has, to me, it has no balls, man. I'm like, yeah, okay, you hit a guy in the neck with an axe, great. And
it
now,
doesn't have much impact.
And now there's a guy getting a fucking chainsaw to the chest, which doesn't impact anybody because he's still kind of alive.
Yeah, but it looked
cool. And the guy with the fucking axe in his shoulder is alive for three quarters of the movie. But is he alive? I don't know, man. Does it matter? Who cares? There's a young military dude who's like fucking Superman, and I guess. There's a sister of a girl who's a drug addict who steals the drugs and
fucking lizard
and then comes into the thing and is like, I'm not gonna tell you I've got the drugs even though I depend on you to fucking save me. I don't fucking
That's
get it.
That's because she's a bratty kid, dude.
I don't understand. And then lizard, I'm gonna get you, dude. Like, oh fuck, watch out because we've got a whole bunch of dudes, but only one of them's gonna come at the house at the one time because, like, you know,
that was one of the
set,
bigger
or we could like set the whole thing on fire and then run in and get the drugs when we got a chance. But no, we're gonna fucking fuck around with Cobra Kai for 20 minutes and I just, that was one of the bigger things. I'm rolling. I'm eye rolling, man.
The pacing of this movie was kind of, yeah. Like, for it to be a siege movie, you know, they have like a little rush of like five or six dudes, and then they take like a good 20-minute break of like in 20 minutes in the film. Yeah. But like, you know, they throw in like a montage of them like building up some weapons and all of the stuff that's not violence is just kind of there.
Well,
like,
yeah,
but I mean, see, but that's no fault of Joe Bigos. He didn't write the thing.
Whoa.
Like, so, you know, he didn't, like, he's not responsible for the dialogue.
No,
like,
fault of Joe Bigos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, like, the direction, yeah.
He's saying the script isn't, well, that's the thing. That's why, when I say these characters are underdeveloped, that's what I'm referring to. Because the scenes in between the violence, I need to give a fuck about those, too. In an ideal situation, I would care more about those scenes than the violent ones, because then the violent ones are like icing on the cake. They're not the cake itself.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Well, and you don't, like, really know anything about these characters other than like they're all vets and they serve together.
That premise, like, not aside from the near future, it was unnecessary for me. Like, okay, the opiate epidemic, the near future, the cops aren't coming. I'm like, okay. Whatever.
Do you get it, dude? Fentanyl? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Fentanyl? Okay, okay, on its way. Get
this
it?
This idea, though, of having these grizzled veterans fucking up opiate addicted, like, fucking young people, I like that mean ass fucking idea. I like that idea.
But didn't we see that? Didn't we see that same old shit from Joe Bigos in Bliss, where it's a drug that's fucking people up in weird ways and. I just like,
yeah, but see, that one was Bliss and this one is Hype.
Yeah, but
yeah, this actually got me thinking about a movie we discussed briefly a few weeks ago, which was Dread. And now, dude, Dread.
I had the Dread feeling too.
And now, Dread, that's what I'm saying. So for me, again, I'm not pissed at the movie like Jorge is, but I'm not like, and Matt, I mean, you know, you enjoy it, but you know, this isn't, the movie's strength isn't its fucking.
I'm not necessarily, the thing is I'm not necessarily pissed at the movie. I just like, dude, the fanfare around this thing again is so frustrating because people are like, oh dude, it's like see it in theaters, like yeah, see it in theaters so you can be bored out of your fucking gourd for 2 hours away from your house instead of
But it's one of those things where like the gore and the blood is so over the top that seeing it with a group of people who are all reacting to it makes it more.
You say it's over the top, but man, like,
because there's a large contingent where they're not getting satiated with that in their modern horror movies. I get that. The thing is, I agree with you though. The gore in this, which is serviceable, there's the word, like meaning like it's well executed. It looks like an axe to the head. Looks like an axe to the head.
Yeah.
It lacks impact to me, though, because it's desensitizing. Like, from the beginning, too, this is the movie in a nutshell to me. The beginning has, the bad guy offers the chick some heroin by throwing it off a balcony.
Hype,
brother.
Yeah, Nuke, RoboCop
2. Yeah, Nuke.
They're hypers.
We should do RoboCop 2 on this fucking
time. Dude, he'll never watch it.
Yeah.
Unless we force him
Kane. RoboCop's better than... RoboCop is 10 times better than Face Off, and I love Face Off. Sorry, I'll go on record with that. But anyway.
Dude, hot take.
That's not even that hot take.
No,
that's
it's not. I'm just kidding.
What the fuck was I... Oh. He throws the drug off the balcony, so she like jumps off the balcony. Which no,
yeah, she just go downstairs. If you're so into this drug, walk down the stairs that you walked up and sniff it off the ground. But then moron.
She falls on a black and white tiled, highly stylized floor. He's big on black and white, which makes me think: are you like in a mason or what? Okay, but anyway,
did she fall on black and white? I thought she fell on just like the street.
No, she falls on black and white. It wasn't a street because
it's inside, yeah, dude.
She falls on black and white tile, and then blood splatters everywhere.
Huge gush.
Which is stylistic, and then it says VFW in red fucking thick letters. So it's stylized. It's like super sensationalized, but then it's like dumb because the chick goes up to the body later, and it's like
totally clean.
Out of what orifice did all this blood come out of?
Like, it's out of her pussy.
I get it. Looks cool.
You know when women die, that's what happens. Yeah,
they shit themselves from their pussies.
Sprayed out of her pussy all directions.
Yeah,
like
they actually float right before death.
She was on her. Never mind.
I did love that, like, kind of the B plot of this whole thing is they're trying to get to a titty bar the whole night. Like, made it feel very, very Harold and Kumar.
Face. I wish you could see his face listening to this. It is funny. No, but yeah. It's like, I just want to get to the titty bar. Well, that's where we're supposed to be.
He's like, you know, people are dying left and right. And then the guy,
it's like an episode of the
Cobra Kai guy, is like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to him because we got a titty bar to go to. Like, they don't know that. Like, how do they not know we got to be at the titty bar?
Like, also, why not just give him the fucking drugs? What's the fuck? Well, give him the fucking drugs.
He offered. He was like, well, we'll give you the drugs and you just let us go. And he's like, nope, that's unacceptable.
Give them the fucking drugs. I don't understand. It's the whole thing is that, like, these fucking, like, raving lunatics are trying to get inside the building to get the drugs.
They're going to kill them anyway.
They're going to kill that poor woman.
But throw the fucking drugs out the goddamn building, and then the goddamn drug addicts who are seeking the drug will be satiated in their search for the goddamn drug.
That's not the point.
And then get into the fucking car.
Yeah, see, but will
and get on the mod deuce and mow these fucks down.
You mentioned the script earlier. There's actually...
I did not mention the script because the script is garbage.
Okay, wait. There's actually more subtext in this thing than I thought there would be. There's a confrontation where the bad guy's talking to him. He's like, well, murder's murder. You're all murderers. It's like, oh, nice. This movie's going to get... But, you know, this movie's like kind of going there a little bit. But then like... Do you get what I'm saying or no?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Well, I didn't expect it to go there at all.
But
okay, here's my thing.
To what end?
How people are celebrating the movie that it's giving them exactly what they want. I'm not in that club, but I am in the club that didn't hate Bliss. I don't hate Joe Bagos's visual scuzzy and slick. He like it's slick and it's scuzzy as fuck. I don't hate that. I think with a right script and a right cast, he's going to hit eventually. This is not it for me, but it's on its way.
See, and I really do like his red and blue aesthetic that he always does. And there were some really great shots in this, like when that woman went off the bridge and they had the shot of the bridge with all three of them on there. Like, I thought that was a really good shot. And, you know, you're saying that, like, this, you know, you could come into this, like, this isn't the one. One of the reviews of this said that it represents a stylistic leap and compared it to the work of Lucio Fulci, Gaspar Noé, and Abel Ferreira.
Whoa.
I don't know who Abel Ferreira is. But
okay, so here's the thing.
Abel Ferreira did the first Bad Lieutenant.
Here's the thing that frustrates me about things that, about, like, in that vein. Is that, yeah, sure, visually it's impactful, but what else, man?
No, I get what you're saying about this film. He needs a better script. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, visually, this guy, to me, he's practicing. He's getting there.
And this, but dude, well, but I the mean, swagger in this filmmaking is such that he's got it down. That's the thing that frustrates me, is that, like, the amount of swagger that's being presented to you in this stylistic nonsense is that, like,
very limited budget.
And he's like, you know what, dude, fuck you. I'm doing it how I want to do. And I go, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. But that doesn't make it better because he's bombastic about the way he films things.
No, I get what you're.
Yes.
I get what you're saying. Okay. I get what you're saying, George.
How many movies of Joe Bigos have we watched? Three? Four?
I haven't seen Almost Human.
Did we do Mind's Eye?
We did not.
So three?
So here's the thing.
Here's another thing, too, I'm partial to. The name of his production company is Channel 83. You know what the fuck that is?
Scanner.
That's Videodrome. Okay. So I'm automatically giving him the movie one star just because of that.
So Almost Human. Almost Human.
Oh, no. I'm looking through his list right now.
Almost Human was, I think, that was a film that was actually really fun and very subdued, I thought.
I haven't seen it.
So he's done four movies.
Okay.
And we've done three of them. The only one we haven't done is
Mind's Eye because of lack. Yeah. But also, I mean, I felt like that movie was more, I don't know, man. I don't want Joe Bigos to necessarily be like, well, I want to pull punches here because, like, dumb fuck Jorge doesn't think that, like, that's the right route to go. But also, you know, you can't just be all dick.
No, it's repetitive.
It is.
It's repetitive. It is. I get that. That's what I'm saying about there's no real set pieces. Like, if you're going to me, a siege movie, like an invasion movie like that. Look, you know what's a good siege movie? And you're going to fucking laugh at me. Fucking Home Alone.
I will not.
Because they're set pieces. Each scene is different. They make several attempts and they're different than the previous one.
Yeah.
This is like a wave of people run in. It's like, oh no, but then he's going to go try to negotiate. That's fucking.
Well, yeah. And it's like you said, with the exception of when Josh Ethier comes in, like, there's nothing to really distinguish any of the specific sieges, you know?
Yeah.
When Josh Ethier, yeah, he's a huge dude. And when he goes up and he pushes his way through the crowd and he starts, like, smashing the door by smashing that guy's face in it. He
fucking rams the door open with a dude's head. Yeah. That was fucking great.
That was legit.
I felt actually like the movie kind of comes alive there. As much as it's relying on, like, he has one tool, like a hammer, and he's treating every problem like a nail, like, in a sense, Joe Bigos with this thing. So, but it works in this scene. It works, and then the lady's fucking stabbing the fuck out of the guy, mm-hmm. and all that shit. And, you know, I like that scene.
So you know what this is? This is essentially WWE storytelling. It's a very simple premise. God, you have something we want. You're going to come get it. And then you just have, like, some fights over it.
At least the thing is that at least with WWE, it doesn't take itself so goddamn self-seriously, man. Like,
well, you clearly don't watch kind of WWE. Like
the DDD.
No, I mean, in the things that I've watched with you of wrestling and whatnot, you go into it understanding that, like, this is going to be sort of, like,
silly.
Sort of silly, right?
Well, I don't mean to do, but...
No, it is.
It's fun.
The tone of this thing, dude, like, we start... with this thing, and it's like, holy fuck, man, these old men are serious. And, like, and I don't think that
the marquee had, like, Cyborg 2 and shit. on there? Did you see
it
that?
It had Bliss on the marquee.
Oh, yeah, on the left side.
Yep.
You and get it?
And it had a...
Do you get it?
Coop pointed out that there was a brain scan poster. Yeah. Which is hella tight.
These are deep cuts.
It's all
bro.
Callbacks, dude. It's all callbacks on callbacks on callbacks. Well, until you can't criticize the movie because it's all callbacks. That's the thing.
It has no identity of its own.
Like you can't be like, well, you know, this movie's slow paced. Well, dude, you ever watched a movie from the 70s? Yeah, okay, I get it. All right, well, the soundtrack's kind of cloying. Well, dude, have you ever heard a synth soundtrack? Wait a minute. I wanted
to bring that up. Sorry, Matt. Remember how you said you don't like electro scores?
Mm-hmm.
You do fucking like electro
scores. I
like
this one.
You like Halloween. You like They Live.
Yeah, of course he does.
He likes every John Carpenter
He says
score.
Things sometimes and he's just like, well, I don't like synth.
No, I said
scores.
I don't like synth wave. That's what I said. I didn't say that I don't like synth. I don't like synth wave.
He said electro, like the Spider-Man villain, Electro.
I actually said Electra as in the
Daredevil villain. Yeah.
The Daredevil villain.
Hey.
Did you guys ever see that movie?
Fuck no.
Elektra with fucking, what's his name?
No! With fucking Ooh, Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
We should
watch
that.
That's a ride, boy.
Dude, what is this other podcast where we watch like fucking Elektra and that rollerblading movie?
It's Who Went There.
Fred Williamson is still getting a lot of work.
Why are you looking up Fred Williamson?
Because like I was wondering if he just does the same character and everything, because this is essentially his character from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Like he even does, I don't know if he practices some kind of karate, but he did the same fucking like, you know, tiger style or whatever that was, like stance. You know, and he did that. And like some of his dialogue in this, like when he's sitting there and he's like, she ain't got no pussy hairs.
Yeah.
What gives her the right to cut off all the pussy hairs?
See, that's pretty good.
I used to buy toothpicks and gross. To floss out all the pussy hairs.
Damn, he's already memorizing the fucking.
Well, dude, because that's some unforgettable.
See, and
dialogue.
I think, I think that stuff. To me, I think that when they're like getting to
go a little off the wall with it,
when they're getting to like the main point, I think this movie's actually not okay. This movie's actually okay because you get to that point where they're all bullshitting with each other, and I'm into that stuff because you're character building at that point.
Yeah.
But what I mean, once
they don't
you
do
get
enough of it,
once you get past that, like who cares?
Well, and then plus the character development is kind of irrelevant to what's going on in the
development. You know, irrelevant.
Other than the fact that they were in Nam or Korea, like
there's not much else. That's what I mean. It's underwritten.
Yeah.
Like
or unspecified war. You know.
But here's the thing. I want to mention Stephen Lang again, particularly.
I believed him as a grizzled old vet.
I believed that
because he is.
He doesn't have the best dialogue because of the script sometimes, but he does exactly as much as he can with each line he's given. Like each line he's given, he tries as hard as he can. Like what did he say about the mud? He's going on about the mud in Vietnam. Yep. I hated that mud.
I remember the mud.
It's like on paper that those
are
like
a lot of mud. Like, a lot of good men died in that mud.
That's a dumb fucking. The whole thing's like, oh god. Damn,
that was written by somebody who's never been to Vietnam.
But he sold that pretty fucking well.
I hate sand.
Yeah. It's like everywhere. I hate sand. Yeah, it makes me wonder. Like, should he have been Anakin in Attack of the Clones?
Second time Star Wars have been brought up. By the way,
he's all. But yeah, well, yeah. They talk about the. He said the young guy. He just got back from the desert. They don't got no mud there. Just a whole lot of goddamn sand.
Yeah. Whole lot of sand. You know when. When they're talking about selling the drugs and like what what would you do with the money? And Lou was like, I'd buy all fancy caskets. Why the fuck would you buy a fancy casket?
He's saying it's gallows humor. He's saying we're all gonna fucking die. Gallows
humor. Yeah, but it's like
that's why he's all you're the other guy, William Sadler's like your chit chat needs work.
Yeah, your foxhole
chit chat needs work. Foxhole chit chat is gallows humor. It's when you know you're about to get hung, and it's the darkest humor there is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, buying fancy caskets, that just seems so dumb.
Well,
like,
right. That's the whole thing.
And they exist.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And he's making, like, yeah. I mean, so it's dumb that they exist. I mean, it's dumb that
they exist at all.
Yeah.
This is...
it's for the family, obviously.
This is the second movie this year, and the second movie in 2 weeks that makes use of antlers. Rhett, I think you saw a movie this last week that had antlers. I don't remember if that one necessarily did, but there was like
The Lodge?
Yeah. there was like four or five movies we saw at Telluride that prominently featured antlers.
And Antlers this and coming out in April.
The Antlers movie is coming out.
It'll culminate with Antlers.
Antlers and Dollhouses. That's the 2020 thing.
The one I saw this weekend does have a dollhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that sums up George's thoughts on DFW.
Yeah, man. And here's the thing, dude. I one of the few movies that I was given the opportunity to watch on my big ass TV, and I spent time with it.
Fuck you.
And maybe that's why. Maybe I needed to watch it on my fucking phone to really appreciate it.
Oh no. Oh, God damn.
That was a double fuck you to you.
When I will say, look, man, non sequitur. What? I hope you fucking watch The Lodge in theaters while you can.
It's the only way to do it.
Well, right now, because here's the thing. That movie came out a year ago. I've been wanting to see this movie for a fucking year. That movie came out last January, 2019.
I mean, it didn't come out.
Well, it was at a festival.
It had its debut in a festival.
At a festival. Yeah. At Sundance.
I don't know, man. Maybe Joe Bigos movies is just, I should just skip them. Like, I should just scram skipper him.
Nope. Nope. You can't.
Maybe you and Joe Bigos should just make out.
Maybe you should just watch Fantasy Island and realize how good VFW is.
So maybe I don't need to talk about these movies, dude, because I just feel like they just they just piss me off, man, because I don't get it. Like, I don't...
George.
I
do this. Watch The Turning and watch Fantasy Island.
Because I know
Because I know
people are going to be like, oh, dude, you just don't get it because you don't like the 70s movies.
And no one's fucking...
Oh, dude. People are gonna. And I get it, man. I'm not the target audience for BFW. I get it. But fuck, man. Like,
well, neither am I, really, but... I mean, I don't know.
Is that an excuse because you fucking made a movie that looks like the 70s? Like, I'm supposed to be like,
it doesn't
oh,
look like the 70s.
Yeah. It's cute. But that's the thing is maybe, and maybe that's, you know, like you've said with a lot of the movies that Chris likes is that he looks at them through rose colored glasses. And maybe since you don't have a fondness for,
you know
that
what, dude, put Famke Janssen in this thing and I'm all in.
Yeah.
You know, that's
who
it.
Who would she be?
What
though?
We need is fucking, we need Josh Hartnett in this
we
movie.
We need Josh
he'd
Hartnett.
Be like, with we need an Offspring song.
With a shitty fucking haircut, give me meth, and then I'll be okay.
Guaranteed to jack you up.
Take out the girl from Bliss, put in Famke, give her a bigger role.
Give Stephen Lang Jenkos, and I'm leather. In. you know, dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't
Jenko's
know what I
want. A Tool t-shirt.
I don't know what I want, dude, but I don't want this. I know that. I
don't know what I want, but I don't want this. That's the Rotten Tomatoes thing. Jorge Gonzalez, Who Goes Their Podcast. I don't know what I want, but I don't want this. That's,
you know,
fucking good.
You talk about how dumb the script is. One thing that that actually really bugged me is you were talking about the young, like, super soldier, you know, the Deadeye marksman.
That's tight.
This fool is just getting back from deployment, and he talks about his baby mama at home or his wife at home. And he's stopping at a VFW to have beer with these motherfuckers rather than going home and getting some of that sweet American
poontang.
I would
too.
Really?
Yeah, to decompress.
If I was in a desert for 6 months or however long, like, the first thing I'd be doing is going home to lay some pipe.
But you wouldn't, because you got three screaming kids at home that have, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about
maybe
that.
He's gay and he's trying to lay some pipe with an old fucking grizzled veteran.
With an old white bitch.
With an old white bitch. With Stephen Lang plays the old man.
Nah, dude, I like to a smaller extent, like, I get it. Like, I don't want to come home sometimes.
Yeah.
And you just came home from fucking deployment.
God damn. Does she listen to this?
No way.
You get home from deployment. You know, it's been 2 years since you've seen your wife and kids, but you just know when you get home, those little fucking brats are just going to be on you, and your wife's going to be exhausted and want to fucking throw those kids on you.
Maybe he was just waiting until
just throw those kids on
until
you.
She put him to bed. You know, okay, another thing, they kept mentioning, like, you know, it's almost dawn, like, we gotta hurry up.
As if that would make a difference!
Like, do they fucking
are they
melt
gremlins?
With the sun comes up?
Like, no, dude, who cares? Don't worry about it, because 70s.
Well, same thing with no cops. There's no cops, because in this neighborhood, blah, 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 the gunshots are like, blah, blah, like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, dude, who cares?
Every
dude,
time there's a gunshot, an angel gets his wings.
You know why it doesn't matter, dog? Nostalgia, that's why.
and purple pink.
It doesn't matter because they stomped the motherfucker's head open. They cut motherfuckers with chainsaws.
Nostalgia times purple pink times synthwave equals Joe Beagles. We all love it, dude. Well, fuck it. Let's just spool it up again. I don't, you know what, dude? Fuck it. Give me another My Pet Monster.
And you liked Almost Human.
Yeah, I did, because it wasn't a purple blue mess.
Because it was sci-fi.
Sure.
At least he doesn't deny it.
I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's aliens. It's already getting a check for me.
I'm in, dude. Did one of those aliens?
It's not like that, is it?
Did
George?
One of those aliens skateboard like to Offspring? I'm in.
There's an alien.
I just voiced the reason about the faculty. He's doing on the FBFW what I did for the faculty. It's like, no, I'm gonna approach it like any movie. It's like, what? You can't do that. This is the faculty, bro. Yeah.
Although people did back me up on that fucking the faculty.
Of course
shit,
they
man.
Fucking did. But the people who didn't back you up aren't well, gonna fucking
aren't gonna
post
say
anything.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know, dude. If you kind of tend to align with Matt on movies, and VFW might tickle your clit a little bit. I'm bored,
it was
man.
Fun,
I'm,
except I'm, for, like, you know, the bits I'm, where there wasn't anything going on.
I'm bored of these movies. And again, maybe it's just my own apathy and my own fucking exhaustion right now. But
my take again.
Two for two movies last 2 weeks?
Boring. I agree with you about, I'm sorry, but speaking of which, I guess we shouldn't talk about that on the show maybe, but
what?
Well, just the reaction. I feel bad because I know that those guys,
I think he was mostly kidding.
Okay, well, yeah, that, you know, obviously their heart's in the right place with After Midnight and all that,
man. You guys are not a fan of films from the Telluride Horror Show. 2019.
Yeah, The Lodge was a Telluride Horror Show.
That's true.
I like The Heat.
That's true. Well, that was 2 years ago.
Oh,
I liked Short Circuit.
I can't wait for you guys to see Mutant Blast.
That looks really
that's
fun.
Trauma.
That movie is fucking bonkers.
What else from 2019 haven't we liked?
Those are the only two we've done so far.
Well, and VFW, like you heard me, I'm not on fire about it.
You're middle of the road about
it. I'm just,
you know what?
I'm like, my thing with Joe, I'm looking at Joe Bagos, like his development. I think this is a better film than Bliss. I think there's more going on than Bliss.
That is true. That is
better.
It feels like he shot these like at the same time.
I do agree with that. That I think Bliss is the worst movie. But does that make?
No, I'm saying that I
make
see him
VFW
developing
the better
you know
movie.
I'm looking at, like, I do this with a band. Like, I look, it's a discard, like, he's developing, he's honing his craft. I think he's, if you give this guy a tight script, he can execute, dude. He needs something. All these moments in between the badass parts here, by badass I mean the stuff where that people are really coming to see the violence, if you beef that up with some significant, like, really entertaining character exchanges and tension and suspense, what this movie doesn't have really is suspense.
Yeah.
There's no, you know what I mean? Like, the most suspense that's generated is when the guy's trying to negotiate. And it's, you kind of know this is going to go south.
You know it's going to go south.
And you want it to go south because you want some fucking bloody shit. So it's kind of, but yeah, if you got some actual tension going on here in characters, like, I like his aesthetic. And you're wrong. I'm just kidding.
Tell his ass.
looking like a can of Bang, dude.
Me?
No, the fucking movie.
You're looking like a can of Bang.
If only. I need to go to bed. So
you look like
let's
a sexy can of Bang.
Let's flush this proverbial turd.
What does proverbial mean?
What are we talking about next week?
We're talking about the horror equivalent of The Room, Glenn Danzig's Veronica.
Isn't that Fanatic?
What? Oh, I guess. I mean,
no, this is because this is the Fanatic is the equivalent of the Fanatic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's its own. All right.
But this is like Tommy Wiseau, but buff, which is Glenn Danzig.
No, he's not, though.
Oh, come on.
He's just a thick boy now.
He is a thick boy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's just a thick boy.
I'm excited about this because they said it's fucking hilarious.
Good. Yeah. All right. Well, next week we'll talk about Veronica.
Yep.
That's why I'm fucking...
I know you, man. I know Invisible Man.
I know you, man.
I know you, bro.
You know me, man.
The Lodge, Invisible Man. We gotta cover him too, bro.
Cool, dude. All that finally movie I like, dude.
Hugo.
All right, idiots. You know what? I guess you hate my guts because I don't like this movie. Whatever.
You
know,
if you want to hear us talk about better movies, we're going to be talking about The Host on Patreon soon. So go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and hear what we think about Bong movies.
A movie with actual talent behind it.
God damn. I'm glad. See, I'm glad I'm the fucking snobby one here.
Yeah, and people give me shit for talking shit to Rob Zombie.
Yeah, come fuck on that.
A movie with actual talent.
See, we're in absolute agreement where it really matters. Rob Zombie.
Fuck that.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, maybe not that guy. I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy, but like, fuck his movies.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Devil's Rejects is tight. Fuck all the rest.
Not all of them.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
He's got a better track record than fucking Joe Bigos, that's for sure.
I don't know. No.
Joe Bigos didn't fucking turn the Halloween franchise into a laughing stock.
Oh, shit. Well, I knew I was.
Yeah.
He also doesn't slam in the back of his Dragula.
Slam. Da, da, da.
Maybe if he would have slammed in the back of his Dragula, George
would like him.
Dude, there was a car that slammed into another.
Dragula.
I liked it. It slammed in the back of my Dragula.
This movie had a sideswiped fender bender where a car exploded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it was great.
That's like the blood. That's the equivalent of the chick falling on the floor and blood splattering everywhere.
Yeah. 5 miles an hour, they bump this car and it exploded.
It explodes. All right. Well, I'm tired. Time for bed.
Good night.
Got to wake up.
Bye.
In like 4 hours.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.